We want to do that song just to let you know and talk about a song. In God's Word, in the book of 1 Corinthians, there's a very unique verse. 10th chapter, the 12th and 13th verse. It's one that you've heard many times. It's one that you've, hopefully you've opened and gone to at a time of trouble, a time of need, a time of question within your life. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. The 13th verse, 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. Know what that means simply? Everybody's been there. Everybody's been there. At some time, some point in your life, you've been there. Sometimes, some point, some situation, you've been there where you simply have questions. This world has presented itself something in front of you, and you really don't know how to handle it. Temptation. But God is faithful. I love the way the writer here, the Apostle Paul, he makes that statement, but God is faithful. That's what people need to hear. My God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Heavenly Father, add a blessing under the reading of your word today. In Jesus' precious name, amen. This verse has been interpreted in so many different ways. God will make a way for you to escape. Some people think that's a one-way ticket. How many people, when they're dealing with something, have a question, they have a situation that seems to be unbearable, and just say, God, just get me out of here. But so many times, that is not what he is talking about. He makes a way for you to escape. He makes a way for you to bear, to handle, to endure what is laid upon your plate that you simply didn't ask for. My God is faithful in what he does. We sang that song to simply talk about a couple things about music and about how God has used music in our lives and in your life. I like during the, we'll do this for another month or so here, we have the choir up, we come in and you can see when the folks are sitting here and we're doing a little practice music, how much enthusiasm, how much excitement there is. How many have ever in their life sang in a church choir? I want to see your hands out there. Wave at me if you've ever sung in the church choir. Did you enjoy it? Yeah. I loved it. I was just a little one. I didn't know what I was singing about. I didn't know what they were doing. But they sang one song, said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you hide it under a bushel? No. What? No. No. Don't let Satan do what?
Blow it out.
Don't let Satan blow it out, right? Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. And I loved the experience of singing with others in a choir. I loved later on as I would sit in a choir and I'd sit next to folks. And I loved folks in choir because they have their book and you got their book. And, you know, every now and then they'll give you that, you know, no, this line, you know, they'll kind of help you out. Anybody been there? They'll kind of nudge you. They'll kind of help you out, get you back on. Don't look at people, Bob. Don't. Don't point fingers, you know. No. What do they call him? Looking at the helpers over there. But you'll notice how people, you're sitting in that choir next to you, they want you to do the best that you can. And I know many times I would come in and we'd have choir practice on a Wednesday night, and oh, the work week had been busy and things had come at you and all. And tell you what, you sit down in that, you open up that book, you start singing those songs, and everything that I'd been through and dealt with, guess what? Whew, 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 it was gone. There was a wonderful praise about Friday night in the concert. And I'll tell you why. Because I see people when they were coming in. And trust me, the church was warm. It was warm because we had lots of people. And I checked, 100% of them were breathing. And they were breathing out hot air. And a hundred and I don't know how many people we had here, every seat, every pew, the chairs down the aisle, and they're filled like that and breathing out all. And they get a little uncomfortable here, and you know, and well, I tell you one thing, once the music started and once the songs and the guys got up and started singing, what we did, we invited the congregation to sing along with us. And as they sang those songs, "I'll Fly Away," "He Touched Me," "I Come to the Garden Alone." Boy, you could just feel God's Spirit. And you could see and feel people simply releasing things that they deal with in their mind and in their heart because they simply focus upon what God has given to us in a song. Come on in, kids. Doesn't matter whether you're singing it properly on key. Doesn't matter if you know all the words right. Somebody will nudge you a little bit. Yeah, they'll nudge you a little bit like that. They'll kind of point to you. They'll help you out as we talked about those individuals in a choir. God will make a way for you to escape. We think about this thing about temptation. We think about things in our lives and the struggles that we have. And hopefully, and I know people here at Mount Calvary that, boy, we've got some wonderful longtime Christians, people who've just matured in their walk. But we still deal with the same things. We deal in how we are going to relate to things within our heart. Some of us sometimes we get caught up and we get a little altitude sickness. You know what that is? When you get up so high, funny thing happens. When you get up so high and you kind of lose sight, first of all, it affects your sight. You just can't see things below you that look so small. Just a few weeks ago, I took a flight, and I'm one of those people that when that plane takes off, I am prayed up, trust me. Let me tell you. I am. Amen, Jennifer? Amen, Jennifer? Finally got your wife say amen back there, brother. There's hope yet. I am praying out, and I am looking out that window as I am holding on to them little seat arm covers like that. And as I was going up, it amazes me about how quickly those people down there get so small. And them little vehicles on the truck get so small and all like that. When you're out of touch and you're kind of going up high a little bit, you lose touch with the things that are real. You also, your hearing's affected. You can't hear. It's kind of hard to kind of try because you're far away and you're up. We were working this past week and I was having to try to have a conversation with one of the guys who worked for me. He was up on the third story, up on a building. And it just was not working. I wish I'd have known sign language or something because what he was telling me, I wasn't hearing. What I was responding to me, he wasn't getting. Our hearing wasn't too working too well because he was a lot higher up. I felt bad. I told him, I said, come down here so you can hear what I'm saying. He says, why don't you meet me halfway? I believe that God uses many different things in our life to give us that escape of temptation or what we are dealing with. Temptation comes in every different form, and it still affects each and every one of us. We still wrestle in our mind and re-wrestle within our hearts because we are carnal beings. Although I try to do as much as I can, the right thing, the proper thing, still I struggle. And if you're truthful, you do the same. But lo, thanks be unto God, God is faithful. He is faithful. Yesterday, I wasn't looking too forward to. I'd kind of gotten that woe is me thing. I was tired Friday night, got up Saturday. I said, oh boy, we get to go sing again. Amen. Not the loudest or the most enthusiastic amen I've had. Well, I'll tell you, as I got around God's people, God started to get a hold of me. He said, my, what an opportunity that you have. And then I heard, as they were giving testimonies, about this little lady who turns 80 years old, and she works next door at Calvary Road, secretary over there, and she has called me and sent me emails about times that I've forgotten to list things on the board out here at concerts. She keeps track of me over Calvary Road. And as people started to talk and they started to share, and I learned things about, single mom raising how many? Five. About how she was so appreciated and loved with the things that she has done for others, placing the needs of others before her own. If you have a question, if you're struggling with something, make it real simple for you. Does it bless others? Ask yourself that question. Number two, does it bring glory unto God? Number three, does it fit in to God's plan? Because God's plan is that everyone should come into a saving knowledge of Him. Does it bless others? Does it bring glory unto God? And does it fit into God's plan? We have questions. We have struggles. A lot of the questions we have, they're just simply not black and white. Boy, years ago when I was young around churches, it was simple. You didn't do this. Somebody say, stop saying this, you know. The questions we have, they're in a gray area. I never thought that I would see the day that I would stand next to the pastor of Calvary Road Baptist Church, my arm around his, both of our collars flipped up. Do a little Elvis tune for you now. You saw me crying in the chapel. And how much he enjoyed it. And how much, I went to him later on, I said, brother, thank you for being a good sport playing along with us. And he laughed. He said, brother, I knew when you came today that you were going to be a blessing. Wow. How does that make you feel when somebody tells you that? When somebody looks at you and says, you know what? I have been struggling with something, but I think with your help, we're going to make it through together. Whew. Wow. God will make a way for you to escape. And it has nothing to do with traveling. He is going to make a way. He is going to allow through His supernatural way of doing things. I don't understand it, but He will allow people to come into your life. He will let the person who needs to speak to you at just the right time get a hold of your ear, bring you back down off that roof, or let you kind of see things a little bit clearer by simply being in the midst of it. That's what a concert is. That's what a church service should be. A church service should be, we get together, we greet each other. It says in the Bible, with a holy kiss. This is not a license. What that means is from the inside of your heart. You feel so privileged and blessed to be with others in God's house. Amen? Amen. That's what He has laid upon our hearts to do. And in doing so, the struggles that you have, He's going to make a way to make them okay. They can be okay. I don't know if your desire is peanut butter crunch Rocky Road, Strawberry, Sundays. I don't really know what your desire in your heart is, but my God does. I wrote these things down because that's the flavor that you like. God knows the flavor that you like in your life. He knows the thing that you need exactly when you need it. He knows the struggle that you've been dealing with. He knows the things that just, make you turn to Him when you've tried it your own way so many different times. Amen? Amen. No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house. We've sung praises under your name. We've lifted up your name in song, God. We have read your word, and God, you have touched our hearts. Heavenly Father, we know that on the outside we see smiles and we see warmth and we see tenderness, but we know also on the inside that there is hurt, suffering, there is heartache. There is people that just have a tough time just holding on, God. Will you help them hold on? And you touch our hearts so that we'll be there when we're needed. We'll be there to help out, to share the warmth and the love and the kindness and tenderness and most of all the forgiveness that you've shown us. Heavenly Father, allow us to be a part of the solution for whatever the need may be. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to leave this building with cheerful hearts, feeling that we've been touched by you. We thank you for the service, for each one that's taken a part today. And be your will, bring us back together again so that we can sing praises unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Have I forgotten anything today? Yes. Yes, I see your hands back there. Let's do a little 82, Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he laid his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his healing and his precious blood atoning, and some sweet day I'll see God share that song of victory. Love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.